Gulf on edge. Iran strikes U.S. allies and a leadership vacuum deepens. The United States set a Saturday deadline for Iran to publicly renounce attacks on shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Tehran did not comply. The U.S. conducted new strikes, and Iran responded by targeting Qatar, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates, three nations hosting significant American military infrastructure, rather than striking U.S. forces directly. The targeting choice reflects a deliberate Iranian strategic logic. By hitting Gulf Arab states instead of American forces, Tehran is attempting to fracture the coalition and create political pressure on Doha, Manama, and Abu Dhabi to distance themselves from U.S. operations. Whether that strategy succeeds depends on how much those governments fear Iranian retaliation versus how much they depend on American security guarantees. Adding another layer of complexity, the Trump administration explicitly barred Israel from participating in U.S. strikes on Iran, a remarkable diplomatic signal that analysts are still processing. One reading is that it represents an attempt to prevent the conflict from expanding into direct Israeli-Iranian confrontation. Another is that it creates significant friction with Jerusalem at a moment when Israel would ordinarily expect to be consulted on any operation against its principal adversary. The uncertainty surrounding Iranian leadership compounds the danger. Khamenei's burial featured a masked figure whose identity intelligence agencies have not confirmed. Iran's new supreme leader has issued public statements vowing revenge, and President Trump has reportedly threatened to decimate the country. But by accounts in the coverage, nobody outside the Iranian inner circle knows with certainty who is making decisions in Tehran. When the counterpart for negotiation or deterrence is unclear, military escalation becomes harder to calibrate. Analysts also noted that Trump has apparently left standing orders to bomb Iran if he is assassinated, but that no sitting president can legally bind a successor's military decisions, meaning Vice President Vance, not Trump, would control any retaliation response. Air Force's announcement that it is buying 11,000 cruise missiles to rebuild stockpiles offers its own signal. Pentagon planners are not expecting this to conclude quickly. Roughly 20% of the world's traded oil transits the Strait of Hormuz, and any sustained disruption of shipping there would send energy prices to levels that would stress the global economy.